Do you have any doubt that God is here? Somebody should have faith. Hallelujah. And this is not a ministry where we bring up the people to look up to any man. But we bring up the people to believe that there is a God that answers prayers. Put your mind, your heart, your eyes away from the man of God and put your focus on the God of the man. Hallelujah. I received a text from a sister yesterday or so that said that she attended one program here and last year or so. She said, and as she sat down, a voice spoke to her as soon as she sat down. She was believing God for the fruit of the womb. He said, a voice spoke to her that by this time, a year from now, or something like that, by this a year from now, that you will be rejoicing. Amen. She turned to see who spoke. She didn't see. Amen. She said she held onto that voice to wait to see. She's looking for fruit of the womb. According to her, she said she is now pregnant according to the word she had. Hallelujah. I don't know whether that sister is here. I don't know who you are. It was your text you sent. Amen. Hallelujah. Why is this one disturbing us here, sis? Another one there. Eh? Why?
Release me.
Who? Who should release you?
Release me, you.
Me?
Yes.
Let me tie you.
Oh.
Who again? Yeah. And the people wife. Oh. Mommy, what happened? You know this stand up? Eh?
Stand up.
Oh. You know this stand up?
Oh.
Then tie you. Who tie you?
I don't know.
You don't know? You know, you go know. I don't know. Who tie you? You, who tie you?
I don't know.
You don't know? You go know. Please, don't shout, yeah?
Release me.
Make sure you don't shout, though. You don't shout. Are you married?
Yes.
You're married? My people, wife.
Yeah.
Your husband, they here?
No.
Oh. Your husband knows that you come here, Asha?
Yeah, I didn't tell him.
Eh?
I did not tell him.
He's in London.
No, he's here.
He's here. He's in the church today.
No.
He knows that you come here.
I didn't tell him when I was coming.
Ah, Moku, release him. As he don't know, so. If you can't go with injury now, you go ask him where they come from. Eh? Sorry, eh? Sorry. Sorry, eh? Say, Lord, have mercy on me.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Eh? Say
Lord,
it again.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Say it again.
Lord, have mercy on me.
See.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You will see me any day you are free. And I will tell you why you were chained. Eh? Now, stand up. You are loose. What of this one? What of you? Thank you, Jesus.
I was here. I stand here when I showed all those in the picture there. Just something fell in my body. I'm feeling cold. And I saw myself in the ground.
just feel cold. Just see yourself on ground. Okay, just say, Lord, have mercy on me.
Lord, have mercy on you.
Eh? Say it again. Lord, have mercy on
Lord,
me.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Say, I will serve you.
Daddy, I will serve you.
I will obey you.
I will obey you.
Are you a member of this church?
Yes, I started a year ago.
A year ago? Do you belong to any group?
Yes.
Which group?
Overcomer with Contenders.
Are you always in their prayer meeting?
Sir.
Are you always in their prayer meeting?
Yes, sir.
Then why are they quarreling with you?
Daddy, I've been prophetess before.
So. Uh-huh, you don't talk now. Eh? Before.
Daddy, since
so you retired.
No.
Next time.
I will do the work.
You will do.
Yes.
Father, I say you will do. Or you stand up, you are loose. Praise the Lord. Church, listen. The reason why we gave all those testimonies, hallelujah, is because, listen, church, my people, Hosea 4, verse 6, my people, they are first and foremost his people. That means they are born again. That means they are his children with the spirit of adoption. Hallelujah. My people, this is thus said the Lord, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. See, church, I thank God every day. I continue to thank God for the nature he made me. I am not a follow person. And whatever I believe in, you can find out from my wife. Not even she can influence it. That is, call her and ask her. If I said this is what I believe, leave me if I go jamam. Like I go jamam one time for Ikoyi prison. Leave her and me go pay for her. Let me go pay for her. Amen. Why I say so is this. Remember, church, that I was never a member of any denominational church. Since I gave my life to Christ, the first church I entered is an end-time message believing church. So, I don't have any hangover from any denomination. I was not a minister in any church before this church started. But I had a calling of God upon me. The reason why I could not be a minister in any church is because when I go to those four intermediate churches I attended before this one started, I disagree with so many things they were doing there. And I'm not a hypocrite. Two cannot work together except they agree. So I leave them. Brother Moses, but you are a minister. I say, yes, but not in this church. I'm not a minister, please. You go ahead. Of course, the ones they want to do that affect me, I will challenge it. But when I had the opportunity to start a ministry, I was not going to go the order of others. And it became a problem, and it is still a problem till today. The whole of this city of Lagos, apart from those who left this church to go and start their ministry, no old entire message church cooperates with this church. None of them even visit here. They have used my name and preached in their pulpit. They have called me until one sister from a former church said, the first day she came here, she thought she would see that Brother Moses with a horn as a devil. Why? Because I decided to make the word of God to become flesh. Hallelujah. We are followers of a ministry that God used to demonstrate that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The ministry of William Marion Braham. That no preacher has had the level of anointing that that man has had. How can you be a follower of Jesus Christ? He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. He said, hallelujah, the works that I do, Jesus says so, my followers, the same and even more you will do. Elisha followed Elijah for years. When Elijah was taken away, hallelujah, there was something he left behind because you cannot go away with the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wanted to confirm whether the God of Elijah is still around. What did he say? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And remember, they crossed the river. And there was a mantle that Elijah held. And before they crossed that, Elijah did something. He struck the river with that mantle. The river parted. They walked. Now he's going to come back. The Jordan again is there. If the God of Elijah is with Elisha, then the works that Elijah did, Elisha should do also. Hallelujah. And then he now came by that same river. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he did the same thing Elijah did. The river parted. It is then people knew that through this one, now follower of Elijah. Praise the Lord. When God gave me the ministration of deliverance about what I call prophetic action, and we started it in this ministry, come and see fight from within and from without. He's occultic. Can people be praying with mirror? He's occultic. Can people pray with padlock? He's occultic. And the person challenging you, nobody say if you pray for anybody, may headache go. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, no minister that is anointed speaks against any other minister that is operating any anointing. All those who call anointed preachers that they are occultic, they are using juju, go near them. Nothing. Nothing spiritual, nothing around them. Nothing. Praise the Lord. Why I say so is, I do deliverance for people. And what I see, that God has caused me to see, hallelujah, I'm a student of the things of the Spirit. I am not a prophet, but I teach the prophets how to operate the prophetic. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Because I take time and study the move of the Spirit of God. And somebody said, no. I said, okay, how are we to do it? He said, we are restored to the word. Just only the word. Only the word. And I asked the question, what is the meaning of the word? What is the word? Hallelujah. What is the word? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just a spoken word. Just a spoken word. Just a spoken word. Anyway, why I'm saying so is, not only inter-message churches, there are denominational churches that don't even believe in deliverance. Permit me, because when I preach, I call names. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. Hallelujah. For instance, Deeper Life does not believe in deliverance. Hallelujah. No, they don't believe in the deliverance. Amen. And their brothers and sisters. You know them. But church, God delivers. There is prophetic action in the Bible. Now, somebody called me and asked me yesterday too, or so, the day before yesterday. He said, can somebody who is born again, a curse will still work against him? That was the question he asked. Can a curse still work? At least, I am born again. I have had my correct water baptism and things like that. And I told him, it was a man or a woman that called. I said, listen, when you are born again, amen, hallelujah, listen to this. The Bible described in 1 John chapter 2, described the Lord Jesus Christ as our advocate. You know the meaning of an advocate? If there is going to be an advocate, it means there is a court of justice somewhere. There's a court somewhere. Hallelujah. What does an advocate do? An advocate comes to give reason why you should not be accused. Why you should not be oppressed. why you should not suffer the things you are suffering before a judge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, therefore, it is a spiritual law. Now, for all have sinned, the Bible says so, and falling short of the glory of God. What happened on the cross, in the Garden of Eden, between Mama Eve and that serpent, took the glory of God away from man. Another law. And Satan took over and kept the whole mankind in bondage, tormenting us, true children of God, under the torment of Satan, because of the curse that came upon us as a result of what our foremother and forefather did, Adam and Eve. We've been suffering all that. That curse, that covenant in the village, in your compound, that you inherited from anybody at all, that demon that is following you, demon husband, demon wife, that witch that is controlling you, is because there is a law in progress. There is a law that has kept every one of us in bondage and has subjected us to all the nonsense the kingdom of darkness is doing against the children of God. But God, in His infinite mercy, in due time, according to His divine timetable, to fulfill the law, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22 says so. He sent the Lord Jesus Christ to redeem us. I told you the meaning of redeem. Redeem. You are His own first and foremost. Something that belongs to you, you lost it. The process of having it back to you is called redeem. We were His own from the Garden of Eden. But something happened, He lost us. To redeem us, to get us back again to Him, we had to undergo a process. On the cross of Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ died. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He washed away all our sins. He made that provision on the cross of Calvary. I want to say something. I'm not preaching long tonight, because I want to go into prayer now. And Prophet Sunday, since you know about family deliverance more than me, you will lead the prayers tonight. Then tomorrow, Ipo, come. Praise the Lord. I noticed you were flowing more today than the way you were flying last week. It's because yesterday his wife put to bed a baby boy. You see, put to bed a baby boy. So there was no distraction in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tomorrow you'll be able to lead prayer tomorrow. Igbo, tomorrow. Okay. You come in. We're already in another day. Tonight. Later in the night. Of the night of today. We are still in the night of yesterday. Praise the Lord. Amen. But before Sunday we come now and lead us in some prayer points for our deliverance. Amen. I just want you to catch it, because it will help somebody here. Number one, hallelujah. Listen, Revelation chapter 12. Help me read it. Who sees this? Just stand up, man or woman. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and verse 11.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before.
The accuser of the brethren, is my emphasis there, is cast down. The accuser of the brethren
is cast down.
Yes.
Which accused them before our God.
He accuses the brethren before our God
day and night.
Day and night.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
How did they overcome him?
By the blood
of the Lamb.
and by the words of their testimony.
And the words of their testimony. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's where I want to get. One is an accuser. Accusing us. That this is the reason why you cannot receive your deliverance. Why you cannot prosper. Hallelujah. But we are overcomers. What do we overcome by? The blood of the Lamb. Not too many people know that. I have taught it here several times. That it doesn't mean that when Satan comes to you, you go and say, I plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Then he will run away. That's not the meaning. Then you go before a shrine. You shrine. You shrine. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus on you. The blood of Jesus. We overcome by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood. Nothing like that. That's not the meaning. And the word of our testimony is not that you should carry microphone and say, praise the Lord. I was single miraculously. Five brothers came to marry me at the same time. I have testimony. You see, the more you give testimony, the more you overcome. That is not the meaning of that statement, oh. Study and show thyself approved. Hallelujah. Listen, church. The blood of Jesus Christ to identify, they overcame by the blood of Jesus to be a partaker of what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross on Calvary. How do you become part of what he did on the cross on Calvary? Hallelujah. Is to identify with his death, his burial, and his resurrection. To identify with his death, his burial, and resurrection. What? And that is water baptism. Church, I have said it here several times. No deliverance comes by dry fasting anywhere. Dry fasting does not give you deliverance. Nothing. Nothing, no. You get answer for nothing. There is no provision in the Bible where it says you have to go. If they say, the Bible says, some cannot go except by fasting and prayer. They say some cannot go except by fasting and by prayer. And they are taking that out of context. Because Jesus Christ saw a little, they brought a child to the disciples for deliverance. They could not do the deliverance. They brought that same child to Jesus Christ. And before, the demon ran away. And the disciples were surprised. And they asked the Lord Jesus, why couldn't we cast out this devil? One of the reasons he gave, he says, because of your unbelief. How be it, this type of demons cannot be cast out except by fasting and prayer. What he's saying there, mountain of fire, listen to me. He's not saying that the person that is sick, that came for the prayer, should go and do dry fasting anywhere. No! The person is, a madman is mad. Which fast do you want him to do? He's suffering from AIDS. Blood don't dry, finish. You say you should do dry fasting. That is not the meaning of that statement. What that statement is saying is that the only person that can cast out that type of spirit is a minister that fasts and prays. Only the minister that fasts and prays regularly that can confront that type of demon. So it is you doing the deliverance that should do the dry fasting, not the person that came for deliverance. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The disciples were always eating. Jesus Christ will be fasting. In the morning, he will go to the mountain. While they are still sleeping, he will come back. Oh, master, where you go now? They find you sis. They find me, Abby. Let's go for today's walk. Then we are asking to come. But you notice, after the Holy Ghost came, Jesus told not remind them to fast. They were always fasting. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Fasting does not give you deliverance. Deliverance is breaking the power of the enemy over you. Catch it. Deliverance, the meaning of deliverance is breaking the power of the enemy over you. I repeat, deliverance is breaking the power of the enemy over you. Hallelujah. It's a law. By this water, hypertension, diabetes, ulcer, cancer, HIV, AIDS, cough, chest problem is over in the name of Jesus. I declare this water a hormonal drug in the name of Jesus. I declare this water the medicine of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. What we are doing tonight is to tell some demons somewhere, you have no power. No power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, listen. Does it mean that they will not come? Demon husband, demon wife. They will still come. But they have no power. Therefore, you can tell them, go. Therefore, you can go for prayers. You cannot go for prayers until the power they have over you has been broken. And when was it broken? It was broken on the cross on Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when did you come under that deliverance? The day you gave your life to Christ and went for water baptism. As you enter that water and you came out, the power they have over you is broken. Now you can go for deliverance. And the minister can say, you demon tormenting this one, out. And he cannot argue. He cannot argue. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sorry to use you, Brother Chuzi. It's Brother Chuzi. Eh? You've been to intermediate churches. You were...
Assorted.
And there is a problem that you had from birth.
Of course.
In fact, you grew up with that demon tormenting you.
Yes, sir.
Now the difference now. Remember, when you came to me in my prayers for you, I had to tell you to go for water baptism.
Yeah.
Now, you say you have been baptized before. But, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have discovered that sometimes where you baptize also matters. Where you baptize also matters. One, and how you were baptized also matters. You need to be told why you are going for that baptism. So I told her, I said, go back to that water. I said, this time, you are not going for the remission of your sins. I said, you are going to renew your covenant. That's what I told you.
Yeah.
I said, and then when you come out, then come back to me. You enter that water.
Yeah.
Amen.
Something happened.
Something happened.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Something must happen.
Oh, yes.
To start with, as he came out, he received the Holy Ghost. But you were baptized before, you didn't receive the Holy Ghost. As you entered that water, came out. For the first time, you were speaking in tongues.
Yeah. I'll be speaking in tongues before, but
not like
that. They own different.
Oh, that they own different.
Yeah, different.
Okay. Hallelujah. From that day, this young man has gone to churches. Correct?
Yeah, you're right, sir. Many churches, different churches. Both.
T.B. Joshua.
Named the.
Susie.
I can't even remember them.
All of them.
Though, anywhere they say church.
You go wrong, go.
Yeah, yeah.
To run away from that demon tormenting you. But from that day till today, what happened?
They do feed me before, but now I do feed them.
Now you now, they chase them. Yes, oh, man. Glory be. Clap your hands now for our God.
Hallelujah.
From that day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ministers. Somebody will go to a church, a minister, for deliverance. Immediately you go. The first thing they ask you is, do you pay your tithe? Are you sure you pay your tithe? But when you come to Bride Assembly, the first thing the minister will ask you is, have you been baptized? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You believe? Yes. That you are the reason Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary. You believe? Yes. Then identify with the death and the burial. As you enter that water and you come out, the power it has over you has been broken through the blood of Jesus Christ. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. That blood from that day will be speaking for you. From that day will be speaking for you. And there is a wrong baptism. And there is correct baptism. And why? We are coming for water baptism, for family deliverance. I called the head of Evangelist Festus in the evening. I said, Festus, I said, get the water ready in our baptismal pool. It's ready. Thank you very much. I said, because we cannot be talking of deliverance. We have been restored to the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If I stand here by the grace of God upon my life and I make pronouncements, a demon may leave you, but it will wait for you outside. Why? He knows the spiritual law more than you. The fire around here will make him to go out. But as you reach and finish, he will say, don't mind that church, Joe. Make we go. Amen. And you cannot do anything. He knows no angel can drive him away from you. No angel can drive him away from you. Why? The angel knows the law that demon knows. That demon knows. That's why he said he's the accuser of the brethren. Why? The sin that brought you under the control of Satan is still on you. How can an angel tell him to leave you? You have not yet come under the blood of Jesus Christ. And the only way to come under the blood of Jesus Christ is Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of the sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost there is the seal of redemption. Is God dwelling inside of you. Hallelujah. You become the temple of God. God dwells in you. Which demon can come and possess you when God already possesses you? Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are going to pray. Praise the Lord. But as soon as we finish this prayer, go straight. There's one woman, Helen. Okay, you will not know now. There's one I did deliverance for yesterday, Helen. I think that's the name. Helen. I also told you to go back to that water yesterday. Is she here tonight? Helen. You are the one? Okay, you can't know whether that demon is gone now. You can't know now. You cannot know if that spirit has left you.
No.
You can't know now.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't know. Because you get the time when they come. Wait to see whether if he come back. Praise the Lord. As soon as we just close. Please, as many of you that have not yet been baptized, we shall wait and baptize you in the morning. We have the baptismal gown. The ministers are ready. The pool is ready. Hallelujah. For those who have truly repented and have decided to serve God. For those who have truly given their life to Christ. Not those one leg in Christ, one leg in beer parlor. Not that type. Amen. Those who complete total repentance and decide to cling to the cross of Jesus Christ. As soon as we close, just go. So that the blood of Jesus Christ can speak for you too. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. As soon, and then remember, church, there is the wrong baptism and there is the correct baptism, which we teach here every Tuesday. I don't want to waste too much time on that today. Because there are some places you have baptized that they baptize you wrongly. Wrong baptism. But when you come here, we show you scriptural baptism. Hallelujah. Baptism as an infant is wrong. It is wrong. If that is baptism you are boasting of, go and rebaptize. Devil knows that it is a wrong baptism. That's the truth. Satan knows. Hallelujah. When a sister got pregnant, after 10 years looking for fruit of the womb, maybe her husband is here today, an Air Force officer, and the demon came to attack her after she took him. And she came to me in the church. I was at the altar. The demon tormented, threatening pregnancy. 10 years, somebody waited. They say fibroid. They say what? All nyama nyama that was inside her stomach. One communion service she took here. She said she don't drink Italian. Another one be this one. Her first communion service in this church. And you hope, you know, on Sunday is our communion service to close this program. On Sunday. She was sitting in her sitting room when the fibroid, whatever they put there, began to come out. After that, she conceived. And the demon was coming to remove that pregnancy. I remember I stood and I asked her, "Have you been baptized?" She said, "Yes." And while I was talking, I received a ministration, the demon appeared. You know the fear. At the altar, the demon appeared. I told her, "You are seeing the demon now." She said, "Yes." I said, "Okay, watch. You demon!" I said, "Which side did they tell me?" "See, I'm here." I can't confess that side. I don't see her more. That she didn't see her. "You demon! This person here standing has been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. He, whatever links you to her, is higher than the blood of Jesus Christ. Then you stay. If it is no higher, I am counting 10 for you to pack and go. 1, 2. Before I reach 5, I was hearing, I said, go. I said, "What happened?" I said, go. That was the last time she ever saw that demon till she put to bed. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel. This is thus said the Lord. Because it is like that, Satan has anointed his false ministers to misrepresent what water baptism is all about. Water baptism is not by sprinkling. Sprinkling, that is why you are boasting of. It's wrong. Go and rebaptize, oh, if you have truly, you know, given your life to Christ. The accuser of the brethren knows correct water baptism. And the Bible says, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 28 verse 19. And your denomination took you to the water. After wasting your time in baptismal class, you fail, you repeat, you fail, you repeat. We manage to pass after 3 years. Then they take you inside the water. According to Matthew 28 verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost and put inside the water and bring you out. You have not yet baptized. And that is why so many people sitting down here from the denominations, those of you coming here for the first time, our old members, you don't have problem with that. Go and rebaptize, though, because you have not yet obeyed the commandment in Matthew 28 verse 19. Go and baptize in the name. The emphasis is the name. Go and baptize in the name. What is the name? The name of the Father. Father is not the name. And of the Son. Son is not the name. And of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is not the name. There is a name. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. One name. Thank you, sister. It's English. Who talk English here now? Now English. From which church you come here? Where were you worshiping?
Catholic Church.
You try. Praise the Lord. He said, go and baptize in the name of the Father. There is one name. That name is the name of the Father he gave to his Son. Therefore, the name of the Son is the name of the Father. The name of the Father is the name of the Son. And John 14:26, and the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which the Father will send in my name. Jesus says so. Therefore, the Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son. And the name of the Son is the name of the Father. Therefore, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What is the name? Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That's why every baptism in the Bible was done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that name Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It's not three names. One name of the Father. Every father has a name. Every son has a name. Hallelujah. That is a revelation that the enemy has tried to close so that he will continually have control over God's people. You go from deliverance to deliverance, your case gets worse. And you are wondering what is happening. And you are wondering why you come to Bride Assembly. You come to this church. You didn't even go for deliverance, but you just notice things don't change. After you just got serious with God here and what we are telling you here. If there is anybody here, you have not been baptized. We are giving opportunities, not by force. We don't have certificate to give you. Some of you members here who go to marry from outside, they will ask, bring your baptismal certificate from your church. So they come to me. So I'll give them a letter to that church. This is to confirm that brother this has been baptized according to Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Therefore, accept him as a member of the body of Christ. Thank you to whom it may concern. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because if you don't have it, they will not allow you to take communion service. Communion wine and bread. It's okay, that's another story entirely. But what I'm saying is, we are here for deliverance. And I'm telling you the pathway of deliverance. My people, you have to be his own. And you are only part of him if that blood, you enter into that covenant. It is the new testament, the new covenant in his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God used the blood of his only begotten son to set you and I free. Spiritually, therefore, we are free. But when you are ignorant of this, then the curse can follow you. Then those demons can torment you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you meet a son of God, a child of God, that knows where you stand spiritually, you are not afraid of anything. Hallelujah. Anything. We are serving the living God. Amen. I was telling them in my office when they brought that box to my office. I said, praise God. This is the one God has allowed us to see. What of the others he has been fighting for us that he has not allowed us to see? Yes, now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't need a prophet to tell me that my name is inside one shrine somewhere. Oh, definitely. with the kind of things we say in this church. There are so many churches. Why? They can't allow you to come here. Even enter message churches. They know that if you step here, you will not go back. That's why they tell you we are a cultic church. There's a church here at Ijesha that say, tell their members, we hear it on their loudspeaker, that they should not come here. There's one cultic church somewhere. At the backyard there. They are breaking mirror. They are doing what? They are doing what? Hallelujah. I'm not calling any church name, oh, but they are at Ijesha here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They know. They know that there's something here. The difference is clear. Here, we believe in a fivefold ministry. Here, it is not only one man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Handwriting on the wall, it was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
The spirit of delusion.
They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of a Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God because we are in this world but not of this world.
Once you follow God the way you should follow Him, He will back you up. This church did not start with gifts. But see gifts in Nyafu everywhere. It's confusing and they are thinking we are... Some pastors come to me to receive anointing. So that they too, they will fly like my ministers. I'll look at you and say, denominational spirit. No man can give you a gift. No man can give you anointing. No man. No man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It was handwriting on the wall. It was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
The spirit of delusion.
They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of a Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God because we are in this world but not of this world.
Chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says,
Christ has made herself